Welcome to the Mind to Muscle podcast, where we focus on exercising our minds and our muscles. I'm your host and sweaty mama, Jennifer Loganville, and my goal is to empower you to live each and every day stronger than yesterday. Being the strongest in the room isn't only about your physical fitness, but your confidence and mindset. Here, I'm your biggest cheerleader as we learn how important it is to put your mind to muscle even before picking up the weight. Otherwise, what are you doing? Grab your water and get set up. We're starting in 3, 2, 1. Let's go. Welcome back. We have another member from the Recharge Retreat, Emily.
Hi, guys.
Okay, so we're just going to dive straight in. And my first question for you is just, can you tell us a little bit about your journey and what pushed you to start JGFG?
So my journey began in December of 2022. My sister Molly was really active in the group and she'd always tried to push me to join and I'd thought about it, but December was when I finally joined myself and I was doing workouts. I wasn't super consistent, but the 12-week challenge and macros are really what drew me in. And also posting, seeing the women cheer me on when I'd post my pictures. That's when my journey really felt real and I felt really involved in the group. And it's been a great first year. I've made so much progress and I've met so many new friends. I never thought I'd know so many empowering women. So that's really my journey. There's nothing super big about it, but it's been great for me. And that's what I needed.
I love it. And again, listening to everyone you're going to hear, one common thing you're going to hear is being involved in the group is the game changer for all. And some people can work out and some people can do fine without, you know, posting, but man, it changes it. Would you say the same?
I agree. That's when I first felt more involved in the group. And like, I had a reason to get up and work out. I was like, I have to do it. You know, I have to post. I have to be a part of it. So
you're posting for you, but you're also posting for this empowerment in a just showing your consistency to the group. And like, I can do hard things. You can do hard things. But it also feels so good to be uplifted every single day. Like when you're out and if someone gives you a random compliment, your whole day is made. Picture that every single day of the week. It literally just starts your day and you're like, okay, my day's made. Did you ever lift weights before JGFG or were you into sports?
I was in a few sports, just cheer, and I danced in high school. College, I didn't do any sports, but I have never lifted weights. I occasionally would go to the gym in college and work out, but it was mainly like stepper, treadmill, that was it. So this was brand new for me, but I've come to love it. So
what was your thought after your first week at JGFG in doing the workouts?
I was sore and tired and I hurt.
Yes, all good things though. Do you love being sore?
I do. Certain areas, certain things I'm like, oh, like my triceps, when those hurt, I'm like, oh, those hurt so bad. But yes, when I first started, it was incredibly different than what I've ever felt. But I love upping my weights. That's like my favorite thing now. When I would be able to move up, I just loved it. That's one of my favorite parts.
It's so empowering because you're like, I'm so dang strong. And it's okay to clap for yourself. Were you that person before JGFG? Could you compliment yourself and look in the mirror and think good things? Or were you opposite of that?
I was pretty picky of myself. I'd look in the mirror. I always thought, you know, yeah, I look good. But there'd always be the back of my mind saying, oh, you could fix that. You could fix that or change that. Or why do they look better than me? So yeah, this has really changed cheering for myself.
Do you feel like you pick yourself apart as much now looking in the mirror?
Oh, no, not at all. Most of the time I'm more like, oh my gosh, you look good. You know, that looks great. So I love that.
Yes, that's my favorite. Oh my gosh, you made my day. I love it. Okay, you kind of wrapped up two of my questions in one about what has JGFG done for you. So my next question is, what's something hard that you have overcome in your life? And maybe a change that you have seen in yourself that if you've overcome something now versus with the power of JGFG behind you and instilled in you versus something that maybe you wouldn't have made the same reaction before this?
I feel like mostly my insecurities what I didn't like about myself, I'd try and take it out on other women. And I just felt like, oh, I can pick them apart and make myself feel better. And that was just a really bad quality I had of myself until JGFG and like setting goals. I had no idea how to set a goal. I'm like, I don't know what I want to do, you know, or where I want to go. I've definitely overcame that through this group because I see the women, they're genuine. No one's fake. You know, it's just so real. And I'm like, you know, if I can love myself, I can love others. And so I've really learned how to not care what others think of me.
Yeah.
It's how I think of myself, how I carry myself in a crowd. And then they'll think, you know, the same of me. And I really think that reflects back on others. Like, if you carry yourself strong and I look good, I feel good, they're going to reflect that. And I've noticed that so much since I've started doing that.
And that's whatever I say. The way you love yourself and how you respect yourself, you're setting the standard on how other people are going to treat you. And I feel like JGFG is more than a workout group. I give you more than the workouts. I'm giving you tools for life. And the Sweaty Sisters are giving you tools that you didn't even know you needed and connections and friendships. And tell me about that. How many friends do you have now in JGFG that you did not even know existed before?
So many. I've added friends just on Facebook. I'm like, oh, I just want to be involved in their life, you know? And
it's because you feel like you know them, even right. though you only see their sweaty selfie. We give a little bit of ourselves and a little bit of vulnerability within the posts of like, here's my family, here's my struggles, here's this. And you feel so connected that you're like, I want to know these people. This person knows about my dog. This person knows about my kids. And, you know, I just got married and you're newly married. And so tell me about that.
I've had, you know, friends reach out and ask questions, and I'm in group chats with women that I've never even met, but I feel like I can relate so much with them. And yes, married, newly married is definitely new and still fresh.
Is this your first time at this retreat being away from him since being married?
Yeah, for this long. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's definitely new, but I love seeing the other women, you know, express about their marriage and their husband working out with them and their families. And it's just great. It's the connection is indescribable.
Yeah. I know. That's what I mean, it's really hard when people are like, what's JGFG? And I'm like, I tell them about my workouts and I tell them about what I offer and what you're paying for, but I can't tell you about the benefit. It's really hard to put words on what it is. And I just say, it's literally the most powerful connection and experience you ever had, but you just have to experience it for yourself. But number one thing is you get what you give here. And if you are always a silent leader, or in a silent person, a silent poster, that's totally fine if that works for you. And I love it because JGFG is there through every season. And there might be a season where you don't have time to post, you don't have the want or the will or whatever it looks like. And then you go through a different season of life, maybe in a few months or a year, and you can connect and it's different. But the thing that is always there is me, my workouts, and the Sweaty Sisters.
No matter what season you're going through, everyone still cheers you on. And I love that. It, like you said earlier, I post for myself, but I also post for them.
Yeah.
Because they're so involved in my life as I am theirs. And it's just so great.
And when we see members who post a lot and then something happened and we don't see them for a couple of days, we're like, hello, what happened? Where are you? And so many people are like, that itself, this is a workout program, a workout group. And the fact that random strangers notice that I'm gone tells me everything about what this is genuinely. And if people weren't genuine, they wouldn't check in on you.
Right.
I totally love it. Okay. What is your best memory around JGFG? Because you've come to a lot of the workouts and all the things. So what's your favorite one so far?
My first best memory was definitely meeting you at the warehouse opening. That was my first time meeting you, and it was just a great day. And like many people say, I was just starstruck. But definitely the live workouts. I think those have become my favorite thing. It's just a quick way to go and engage with other members and just see everyone. That's been my favorite parts so far.
It is. It's like a quick little, hi, hug these Sweaty Sisters. You're actually real life. People come from 8 hours away to a live Saturday workout. And I love it. And honestly, it's just like surreal. Every time it's a different crowd, but almost a similar crowd. And you just get to reconnect and it fills your cup up enough to get to the next one. And it just kind of motivates you. So if you are listening and you've never come to a live workout, I would suggest it. I'm sure you would as well. I love that. And so to pivot to the retreat, what was your thought and how did you feel whenever I picked you?
I was really surprised. I remember opening my package and I didn't see anything at first. And I was like, oh, that's okay. And then it fell out. And I was like, oh my gosh, I just had no words. And so it was overwhelming in a really great way. Yeah. I was just so grateful and blessed that I was chosen for this opportunity. And so
how's it going so far?
It's been the best time. I already feel like I have 8 new best friends and I've learned so much about them. And it's just been a real time to connect and just be involved.
And unwind. You're a teacher, so you're around high stimulation all day. But I love it because you can tell how much you love your job because you're like, I checked in with my kids and seen how they were doing. And I was like, I love that. That just shows me how much you love being a teacher. What grade do you teach?
First grade.
How's that? I think that would be like a great age.
I think it's the perfect. They're independent enough, but they still need me. You know, they're eager to learn. They're excited, but I love teaching. It's definitely one of my callings.
I love that. And you're what year?
My third year.
Third year. That's what I thought. Do you find that since joining JGFG, you've become a better teacher?
Oh, for sure. Without a doubt.
Do you use the Jen quotes on your students?
Well, the you can do hard things, actually, I've always loved that quote. And so when, you know, I was with Jen's and you say that a lot, I'm just like, my kids, they need to know that they can do hard things no matter what's going on in life.
Because I'm sure, I don't know where you teach or what, and that doesn't matter, but it's for any and all kids. Some kids don't get that love at home or that communication. And so when they come to school and they see these teachers, I love teachers. They're some of my favorite people. And it's because you're probably their safe spot, some of them. And I'm sure you have a well-versed classroom where some kids are so loved and some kids you're like, I don't know what your lifestyle is, but you just can tell you need some extra love. And just cheering them on. My sister-in-law is a teacher, and I just love hearing the stories on how much she loves them. And I tell her, I'm like, it's your calling. She's so just naturally good at it. Like, I feel like this is my calling. And they're like, how are you so good? And I'm like, I don't know. God made me do this. And that's what it is. And I think the same for you teaching and you checking in your kids listening to say that. I was like, that is for her. Okay, I'm going to ask some rapid fire questions. And just first thing that comes to your mind, what's your favorite workout day?
Leg day.
How come?
Leg day is always a challenge. It's super hard, but I love a good challenge and being able to grow. And I'm really working on my quads right now. So leg day's really coming in hard for me.
You have amazing quads. Just your transformation in general since starting, it's amazing. So inspiring.
Well, thank you.
Who is the most inspiring member to you? I know you have a ton, but like if you pick one who you always are like, kind of like lights a fire in you, who would it be?
I would probably say, actually, Jamie Marquette is one of my favorite ones. I always see her, and no matter what season she's going through, she's still there and she's smiling and she's with her boys. You know, they watch her, and I love seeing her post and she makes my day.
Yeah.
And another one is Amanda Kay. She's a JGFG babe, and I love looking up to her, and her stories are always so unique and so wise and warm, and those are the two that I really look for every day.
That's just whenever I ask, I love hearing this question because there's thousands of inspiring members, but hence always Amanda Kay is brought up. And I'm like, that is why I chose her as Sweaty Sister of the Year. And it just makes me happy because it's this positive reassurance. And I'm like, I never second guessed it, but I'm like, she's mentioned every single time. And I just love her. I love everybody in this group. And everyone is so inspiring in a different way. But I definitely agree to both of you. Something about Amanda Kay is like a warm hug. Every post that she makes in the group, you're like, okay, I needed to hear that today. And also, thanks for the hug. I love you, bye. And so she's great. I love it all. What's the best piece of advice you've ever received?
probably just to, instead of going with your heart, like just pray about it and trust that God has a plan.
Yeah.
And I really needed that lately. I try and do things all on my own and figure things out quickly, and I just want a quick fix. And obviously through JGFG, there's no quick fix. Same in life. It's how you make things and how you
react.
Yes. So I really just think praying about it, giving it to God, that's been a real solid rock in my life on how to react to situations.
Yeah, everything. And it can instantly make you calmer when a situation happens to you and you're like, I'm giving this to you. I don't know the right thing. I know you're going to show me the way. And instantly something about that just like eases your heart a little bit. And I love that advice. That's great. What is your favorite food or go-to dish?
Honestly, anything with a potato. I love baked potatoes. It's so random, but they're so delicious. So baked potatoes or any kind of steak or burger. Those are my go-to meals.
Girl, the meat and potatoes kind of girl. I love it. That's mine too. Okay. We're going to go two lies, one truth. I'll let you go first.
Okay. I've been to all 50 states. I teach in the town I grew up in, and I used to work as a waitress.
Oh, man. I'm going to say that you teach in the town that you grew up in.
I do. Yeah. That's right.
Okay. I was like, I had a day hard. I was like, I could see you as a waitress as well. But okay, mine, two lies, one truth. I have met a celebrity in an elevator. I'm afraid of falling. And I won the spelling bee in third grade.
I'm going to say you've met a celebrity in an elevator.
I wish. I'm afraid of falling. Like, that is one of my biggest fears, like falling off of something. I don't know why.
Okay.
The thought of skydiving terrifies me. Like, absolutely not. And so, yeah, I wish. If I could meet a celebrity, it would be Post Malone.
Obviously.
I would lose my mind. Posty, please, just shout me out one time. I love it. Okay. Questions that you have for me.
I want to know what the top moment for you is throughout Jen's Get Fit group. And I know there's a lot, but if you can just think of a top moment where you were just shining on fire, what would it be?
My favorite moment this far, besides this trip, because I'm just like pausing and taking in all these moments of like, this is surreal. And I created this. That's kind of it's a weird thing for me to be like, no, it's not me. It's definitely God. Like, I always am like, more of you, less of me, shine through me. But my favorite moment when I can close my eyes and think of JGFG, I think of my event that I had in July. And it was one of my activities I did. And I'm on stage and it's after I had everyone throw their papers in the air. And I can literally close my eyes and replay that moment over. And I look around and I see people praying and crying and just so many emotions in that moment. That was like a moment that I was like, I'm intentionally was like, I'm going to stop and pause and remember this forever. And that's like a peak of like, yep, this is why. And so that's probably my favorite.
I just got goosebumps because I was there too. And yeah, it was so...
Wasn't it so powerful?
It was. Another question I had was, what's a goal for yourself? You always ask us what our goals are. I want to know what's a goal for you.
Like just in general?
Yeah.
My goal this year that I've kind of been driving in since the beginning of the year is... So my word for 2024 is grow. So that I have a lot of things I want to grow in, but one is just growing my faith, growing my muscles. When I think of this, this is where I'm going. Growing my faith, growing my muscles, growing JGFG, growing the powerful side of JGFG, and just letting everyone experience the goodness of the event in retreats like this. And so the goal is for me, like right now I'm super focused, laser focused on growing my muscles and lifting heavier. That has been like a very intentional personal thing for myself. And it's really hard for me because I like to double up so that's why I changed my whole programming on my workouts. So then I didn't feel like I could, because I'm a quality over quantity type of person. in friends, in workouts and everything. And I'm like, this year, I am giving a longer workout, but 200% effort. And I'm going to lift heavier to grow my muscles because I know how this works. I've done this for 15 years. And so I would say prior to, I would like, okay, I have to get two per day. And then I would use lighter weight. And I felt like I was stuck in this momentum of stagnant with my muscle growth. And I'm like, no, I literally know what needs to change. And so I made the change. And in since I've started January's workouts in 2024 workouts, the changes I've seen in my in-body scan are showing that it's all paying off. So I'm like, yep. And if I keep this momentum going through the year, I'm like, I can't wait to see what, even in 6 months, what that does for me.
That's going to be great. I'm excited to see your results.
Are you just going to pivot off that? Are you someone who doubles up, does daily? What's your normal?
I doubled up at the end of the 12-week challenge was like my peak. I would double and go really hard. But lately, no, I've kind of found similar to you. If I just do the daily and the bonus on the calendar and give my all, yeah, that's plenty. And I'm sore and I feel good, but I'm not
burnt out.
Worn out. Yeah, or burn out. So right now, that's what I'm working on. Yeah. Really growing muscle.
And that's what I'm trying to get to everybody. Like, you don't need to do hours and hours of workouts. If you give me 1,000% effort the first time, all you should be doing is the daily workout. And that is enough, I promise you. And I am here to show it. Like, ask my team. They see me every day. I do not work out. I don't have time to work out when it not be recorded. And I do the one workout. And whenever it's time to record bonuses, I record those. And that's literally what I do. I just give max effort. And so a lot of people think if I do more, I'm going to see more results. And there's a certain fine line between sometimes less is more. And that's why I come change the workouts a little bit and lengthen them. Does that bother you, the longer workout?
No, I like the longer, really. It keeps me going.
Yeah, that's what I felt too. And so I've been thriving, honestly. Like, I found this new fire in myself for in 2024. Like, I'm like, sky's the limit. Can't stop, won't stop. Do you have any more?
I have one random one. Are okay. You ready? Okay, if you were stranded on an island, what are three things you could bring if you could only bring three?
Oh, goodness. My toothbrush, for sure. A blanket. Do I have food on the island? Or I just have to
Yeah, you can
eat?
Have food.
Yeah. Okay. I would probably bring Johnny or my dad because I'm going to need some survival tips. So if I can bring a person as one of the things, I would do that. But another item? Man, that's hard. Toothbrush, a blanket, and like, am I fully equipped? Do I have shoes on? Like, I'm ready?
Yeah, okay. You're dressed. You're ready to go.
I'm ready to go. I have to run to this island. I'm grabbing my toothbrush. I'm grabbing my blanket. And I don't know what my third item would be because there's so many things that I'm not very versed in survival. I actually maybe should read a couple books on how to survive in the wilderness and what I would need. So thank you. And that's on my to-do list now. I don't know. What would you bring?
I honestly also thought of my toothbrush because I cannot stand not having my teeth brushed.
Same. I'm like, I could find a flosser, but I'm like, I would need a toothbrush.
I would probably say like either a journal or a book, something like I could use that for multiple things.
Yeah. Entertainment.
Entertainment. If I needed a fire, like something extra.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're thinking survival. Probably like something from home that's sentimental, like, you said a blanket. I was thinking like I have a stuffed animal as a kid, like something, because I'm such a homebody.
Yes.
So I would need something to just be at ease with myself. So that would be mine.
Yeah. That for me, it's like, if I can't bring my kids, because I could not survive on an island, I don't think, and manage my kids. So my kids are safe at home. I need my dad or Johnny because they're like my stuffed animal and they're going to help me survive. So that's, yeah. Yeah, I now have a to-do list. I'm going to write that as my journal to do. I love that. Well, thank you for being here with me. Thanks for chatting with me and coming on this trip. I'm so excited you're here. Thanks for listening. You are strong.
You are powerful.
You're worthy. We love you. Bye.
Bye, guys. See ya.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of Mind to Muscle. If you'd like to tune into future episodes, don't forget to follow me on your preferred listening platform. And if you enjoyed today's episode, make sure and leave a review. I really appreciate those. Don't forget, you are strong, you are powerful, you are worthy, and you can do hard things. I love you guys. Bye.